Finally, in America, Zeisel met other emigre composers. Toch and Tansman became his closest friends. Eisler and Korngold became good friends as well, as did Igor and Vera Stravinsky. What of Schoenberg? The composers met for the first time in 1945. The following vivid eyewitness account is extracted from Mrs. Eisel's diary, November 2nd, 1945. He burns with an electric fire, which makes him dart like a flame and which by its nature tends to give out shocks. These shocks are stimulating, perhaps even curative, like natural forces. A fascinating man. His extreme hair splitting is not essentially Talmudic scholarship, as one tends to think, but much more the infinite patience of the woodcarver, who is intent to work from the difficult material the finest folds and ornaments. He is very communicative and gives without reservation from the treasure of his insight. The price to pay for it is that one has to allow him from time to time to say what he does not really mean. How is it that people don't understand that? If a person empties his heart so generously, the bitterness that is in it will come out too. Also, he is not arrogant of something, for he declared about himself, "I don't know anything. I have to start anew with every work." Although there was thought of Zeisel studying with Schoenberg, the project never materialized, and no tangible influences appeared in Zeisel's art. What did occur was the intangible communication of strength, of faith to undertake a large work and complete it. Uranium-235 was the first result. Position 3, Zeisel is an American citizen developing his own unique idiom, a different sound, a different subject matter. This combination of Jewish awareness with the more subtle influences of America resulted in a process of evolution and refinement of the raw materials evident in Job Act 1. The Requiem Hebraico, a setting of Psalm 92, still Zeisel's most widely performed composition, illustrates this new direction. Here is a specifically Jewish work, set to a scriptural text of praise and consolation, and dedicated to the memory of his father and the other countless victims of the Jewish tragedy in Europe. For soloists, mixed chorus, and organ or orchestra, this work embodies new approaches to structure, melody, rhythm, tonality, and harmony. Rather than setting the psalm verses as discrete, relatively independent movements as he once might have done, Zeisel groups verses into units, builds almost each unit upon a transformation of the germinal theme announced by the organ — you'll hear a similarity with the theme of Menachem's song — and links these units with instrumental interludes. I'd like to play the opening of this work as performed by the UCLA chorus, Don Weiss director, the soprano soloist, mezzo you hear is Susan Lacroix.